Hi, this is Kate Hartley from flourishtherapy.co.uk. In this tapping meditation, we're going to focus on releasing the negative energy surrounding a lack of financial abundance. If you're just learning about tapping and how it can benefit your life, take a look at my tapping introduction article first before starting on this meditation. You can find the tapping introduction article by going to flourishtherapy.co.uk and clicking on the main menu tab at the top on the self-development articles. So the purpose of this audio is to help you break free of your limiting beliefs and negative self-talk around money. Often when we talk about money, either in our heads or in conversations to other people, we tend to use limiting language, which we use repeatedly and which then becomes fixed as our normal. We keep ourselves locked in the restrictive way of thinking because we constantly repeat the same limiting thoughts and words. Do you have deep-seated beliefs that you don't deserve financial abundance? Did you grow up in a household that never had enough? Were you told that money doesn't grow on trees? These messages help to reinforce your own self-limiting beliefs surrounding money. There is every reason that when you use your resourcefulness and take action towards creating financial abundance, that money will flow your way. It's worth stating too that if you decide just to tap and stay sat on your sofa all day long watching TV, it's pretty unlikely that you'll gain financial abundance. It's not just about tapping for money, rather it's tapping to change your mindset into one of action, accountability and responsibility, while also opening up your belief structure to allow the flow of money in your direction. So we need to create an abundant mindset. You may be skeptical about how just thinking differently can help to create an abundant mindset, but as far as the brain goes, when you run internal dialogue about how financially poor you are, your body responds to this physiologically and it's taken as fact. That's why when we tap on the positive aspects of developing the mindset that we want, it's so important to focus in as deeply as possible about how good it will look, feel and sound when we achieve financial abundance, so that your brain takes the positive version as the truth instead. In essence, you're priming your brain to start looking for the things that are going to help you achieve financial abundance. So tapping helps you change your truth. You remove the negative emotions surrounding your current financial situation and you replace them with positive emotions based around your ability to harness your resourcefulness to develop a growth mindset instead of one that is in protection and keeping you stuck where you are. Because when we're in a period of protection, we tend to keep ourselves safe, we tend to lock down, we tend to limit our thinking, and we tend to not grow. Tapping for abundance is about believing and knowing that there's plenty to go around for everyone, you included. You may look at your current job and think there is no way that you can become financially abundant given the hours you work and the pay you receive. That mindset is a limitation mindset. Although it's true, in fact, you need to allow yourself to have the faith that abundance is out there for you too. You may not know right now how it will come to you. You just need to have the faith that it will. We will be tapping today to open up your abundance mindset so that you can welcome in financial abundance even if you have no idea where it's coming from. Remember, if some of the words I use don't sit with you well, just change them for words and phrases that suit you better. While you're tapping, be aware of any emotions, memories, thoughts or sensations that may arise so that you can bring them into this tapping meditation, or so that you can tap on them in your own time afterwards. Remember, tapping is a fluid and flexible approach. There are no set rules about what to say and how to say it. First of all, you're going to focus on the negative experience and accept and honour yourself for being the natural human being that you are in totality. Next, you'll focus on the positives of no longer having the negative energy as you work on restructuring about how you think around money. So be as specific as you can be for each round of tapping that you do. That means use the language which suits you best and really focus on the emotions surrounding the memory or the negative emotions as you are tapping on them. It might be that you need to tap several rounds if a memory has several facets to it. The more honed in you are, the better. If, like many people, you have a mix of negative memories and emotions, take each one in turn and tap on them individually. So you're going to start by focusing on the negative memory first, so that you can remove the emotional charge that's attached to it. What does it feel like? Where do you feel it in your body? Does it have a colour? Does it move? What does that feeling of lack of financial abundance, that feeling of poverty, that feeling of never having enough, what does it feel like? Where is it in your body? Give it a number between 0 and 10, where 10 is the worst it can possibly feel. Once you're feeling well connected to the memory, take a deep breath in through your nose and hold it for a few seconds, and then release it slowly through your mouth. Repeat the deep breathing another 2 times. As you're doing your deep breathing, focus on feeling grounded within your body. I'll leave some time at the end of each of my comments, in case you want to either repeat the same or add your own words, which might resonate with you better. So we'll start with the setup phrase, and we start by tapping the karate chop point on the side of your hand, and you can use either side of the body. So say after me, even though I'm feeling a lack of financial abundance in my life right now, I love and accept myself. Even though I have so many debts and I have no idea how to get out of debt, I deeply love and honour myself. Even though thinking about money scares me, I accept myself fully. And so we're going to start with the first round of tapping with the shortened version of the phrase. So on your eyebrow, this debt. Side of eye, I feel scared and trapped. Under the eye, my beliefs around money. Under the nose, are creating my experience of lack. Under the mouth, I hate being in debt. Collarbone, I have a limitation mindset. Under the arm, I've so many emotions surrounding lack of abundance. Top of head, I find it hard to believe I deserve money like everyone else. And so we'll do the second round of tapping on the eyebrow. I'm afraid I'm blocking financial abundance to flow to me easily. Side of eye, I feel broke and afraid. Under the eye, my limitation mindset. Under the nose is stopping financial abundance coming my way. Under the mouth, I focus on what I don't have. On the collarbone, my feeling of poverty is keeping me trapped. Under the arm, this financial debt is hurting me. Top of the head, my mindset is limiting my financial success. Okay, well done. So now we're going to do a third round of tapping. So starting on the eyebrow, I'm afraid I won't ever have financial abundance. The side of the eye, I feel so afraid I don't read my bank statements. Under the eye, I need to let this fear of money go. Under the nose, I feel stuck inside my limited thinking. Under the mouth, I need to be able to pay my bills. Collarbone, I am feeling overwhelmed by my lack of finance. Under the arm, my limitation mindset is stopping financial abundance coming to me. top of the head. I need to allow financial abundance to enter my life. So now we'll just check in again. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a few seconds. And let it go out through your mouth. Check in with the original negative emotion and see how it's feeling now. If the value went up, brought up new memories, or stayed the same, continue tapping on the negative emotion associated with this memory. And remember to use as many of your senses as possible that relate to the negative memory. Experience the memory in as much detail as you can while you go through your rounds of negative tapping. Hopefully the value will have gone down. If you've managed to get it below a value of 5, you're ready to do 2 positive rounds of tapping. If you think you're still above a 5, I would suggest you do some more negative rounds of tapping first before you move on to the positive rounds. Either rewind this slightly or just create your own. So the tapping sequence with the positive statements will use the setup phrase, so tapping the side of the hand. Even though I have this mindset of financial limitation, I love and accept myself now. 2 more times, still tapping the side of the hand. Even though I am in debt, I know I'll get through it. Again on the side of the hand. Even though I'm not sure where to start, I'm going to start by believing that financial abundance can flow to me too. And now we'll start to tap through the points. So on the eyebrow, I am more resourceful than I think I am. Side of the eye, I choose to focus on what I have already, not my lack. Under the eye, I choose to look to the future with optimism. Under the nose, financial abundance is my natural state. Under the mouth, I open my life to financial abundance. Collarbone, I choose to break free of my limiting beliefs now. Under the arm, I know I can welcome the flow of money. Top of the head. I deserve financial abundance and I'm creating it now. And we'll do a second round of tapping. So on the eyebrow, I am feeling more confident around money. Side of the eye, because I know I can access my hidden resourcefulness. Under the eye, I am open to opportunities to grow my financial abundance. Under the nose, that I have ignored up until now. Under the mouth, I'm feeling calmer now. Collarbone, I choose to accept financial abundance in my life. Under the arm, I focus on what I have and welcome the flow of money into my life. Top of the head, I am open to new experiences of financial abundance. Take a deep breath in through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and then breathe it out slowly through your mouth. How are you feeling now? It may take a little while to notice the differences, but you will feel the change occurring as you start now to have a growing awareness about the availability of your resourcefulness. When you start to do tapping, it can lead to much greater clarity so that you get an even deeper understanding of your issues and resistance to financial abundance. You're making room now for new possibilities, which will help you feel the way into allowing the flow of financial abundance into your life. I'm going to let the music continue on for another few minutes or so. If you want to do some more tapping, stay relaxed and go with what feels right for you. Don't worry about using the right words, and if you miss a tapping point, just keep going. Enjoy this time now. This is your time. You may just want to sit quietly and focus on your mind and body. Or have fun with your tapping and be creative. Remember, this is your time. And until next time, this is Kate Hartley from flourishtherapy.co.uk.